This is Dominic, wedding DJ.
And this is Serena, wedding planner.
And together we are
the wedding duo.
We are here to talk all things weddings.
Planning a wedding can be stressful, but we are here to help.
So before you say, that's it, we're going to Vegas, don't go to Vegas.
Let's have some fun.
Join us as we answer your wedding questions and help navigate planning one of the biggest days of your life with
the wedding duo.
And hello, we are back again. Podcast time.
Yes, it's episode 8 of the Wedding Duo podcast. We have covered a multitude of topics so far, but today's topic is extra
fun.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's extra fun.
It definitely is, because we're going to talk about fun things you can incorporate into your wedding day, like extra stuff, right?
All of them. Every suggestion, if you put that all in one wedding, oh man.
It would be the funnest wedding ever.
It'd be borderline circus, I think. But yeah. But we see lots of people ask sometimes like, hey, what, you know, we want to do the traditional stuff, but we want to spice it up a little bit of fun, creative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be different for everybody. Just like we always say. I mean, there's some things you'll hear in this podcast and you'll say, oh my God, in a million years, I would never. And then somebody else listening would say like, oh, that's such a good idea. Or there may be something else that catches your eye. So pick and choose. These may be fun for some or none. Of you.
Correct. Right. And we're going to talk about them chronologically. So we're going to start with the ceremony. Okay.
Wait, let's talk about just one more time. Like when we say you can personalize a wedding, what we mean is like, not just like what color linens are you getting or what flowers mm-hmm. are you choosing, but like about the two of you, what are you two into? Are you into movies, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Avengers? Are
yes.
you cosplay? Oh, that'd be a fun way to bring it in. But are you into musicals? Are you into hiking? Did you travel a lot? Like, what is your thing that you can like bring in? And that's kind of part of what this is too, is to try to find a fun way to incorporate the two of you.
Yeah. So if you look back on your relationship, maybe how you met, the stuff you like to do together, you can probably pull some really fun stuff and find ways to incorporate that into your wedding.
D&D. Two of our DJs play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yes. Dungeons and Dragons.
And go ahead, tell them.
I used to play World of Warcraft.
Okay. She just comes up one day. She's like, you know, I used to have this elf. And I go, wait, what? Like, I had no idea she was a WoW person back in the day.
Oh, you even know the acronym.
That was before. Well, it's not a, yes.
I know. I'm just saying it was known as that. So I'm surprised.
Yeah. I played the, like, just the version, like when you had the DVD you put in your computer, like the little simple one that evolved into
the online
the world mm-hmm. of Warcraft that was like online. But anyway, we're on a tangent.
Tangent. So if you're into World of Warcraft, let's talk about how you can do that, right?
That's so a different podcast.
That is a different podcast, World of Warcraft podcast. Yeah. So we'll start with the ceremony. And of course, when people think of a wedding ceremony, they think of the traditional vows, and it can be a little bit more formal, you know? So if you're thinking about maybe ways you can lighten the mood, or have some fun pieces thrown in there. Some things we've seen, we'll start off with the processional. So you can have, and I know you have an opinion on this, Dominic, you can have the flower dudes, right?
You've all seen it, right? The fanny pack and the throwing of the flowers.
Right. Or they throw beer or hand beer. They don't throw it.
Throwing beer.
Don't throw
That'd
beer.
Be a fun way. Oh, look at that. Uncle Charlie is concussed. Let's start this party. That's how you want to start a good party.
Right. But maybe they hand the beer out sure. as they go down the aisle. Or they have like a money gun. I've seen that. That's kind of funny. But you have a fun song play and they go down the aisle. It really is humorous and funny. I know sometimes you like to say
I have, like all of you, we have an opinion. It's definitely funny. And the people, if you get the right person to do it, they will sell it. But I don't know. I mean, all the videos I've been doing lately about just that bride entrance, and I want that to be like the bam, the big moment. But then if you get upstaged by one of your fiance's silly friends going down the aisle, I don't know. I mean, that's my opinion coming out. I mean, we're just throwing out ideas here.
Right.
But that's one where I'm like, I'm not crazy about the flower dude. But
I got you.
You know who I do like, though?
I do know who you do like.
Flower grandma.
Flower grandmas.
Or grandmas. We had one where
It was both grandmas.
And they both came out and they had a little, what do they have? They had the little basket,
mm-hmm.
the traditional flower girl basket they had, and they went down the aisle together. I mean, it was
so
fantastic.
Cute.
It was such a cute
And how
moment.
Fun for them, right? To be a part of this wedding in that way. Mm-hmm. I think it just really was special in its own way, right? They had their own song. They got their moment there. I think that's lovely. So those are some really fun things you can do. We've also seen, of course, if you have a flower girl or ring bearer, you have those guys dress up like ring security. Or, you know,
a little briefcase handcuffed to
him. Yes.
One time it said ring security. He had a little badge. It was pretty cute.
And that can be really fun. There's some cute ways to decorate maybe a wagon, have the, especially if they're real little, like the flower girls or the ring bearer, and you don't want them necessarily walking down the aisle. We've seen them come down in electric cars, you know, the little cars that kids
go
in. That
was like one of our first TikToks that blew up. The ring bearer drove up in a little Mercedes electric car. He drove up to the end of the aisle, opened the door. The flower girl got in. He closed the door, and then they drove to the altar. And I was like, ooh, I've never seen that before. And I captured that video. That was even before we were TikTokers, and we just had it archived, and we pulled it up, and it was like, boom. I'm like, oh, we're onto something.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch that video blow up. But
that's awfully cute, that one in particular.
And it makes it fun for the kids, and I don't know, they're more likely to go straight down the aisle if they're in the car, I guess.
Perhaps, yeah. and not take so long. And she mentioned the signs. I saw a really cute one lately where the flower girl came out with her thing of flowers, and she was dropping the flowers. And the ring bearer, who was 3, 4 maybe, had a little sign that said, they didn't trust me with the rings, because the best man had them. But it was still kind of very cute. Like, yeah, no, that's, you don't want to give the 4-year-old the rings.
Right.
They would be in the gutter or in the toilet in no time flat, but it was really cute. So you can Google signs to come down the aisle, I'm sure, and get all kinds of really fun ways to incorporate that in.
Yeah. And so we'll move on to, obviously the more important part of the ceremony, which is
the vows
or the, what the officiant is saying up there.
Yeah. The script.
One thing we like to add is that you can, obviously, if you're not in a church setting, this is what we're talking about. In a church setting, there's different rules and different things.
The church, the priest, or the pastor will probably have
exactly what they're going to say.
Script.
Yeah.
They're going to say, they do it a lot.
Right. But if you are hiring someone or having a friend or family member do it, you can have a lot of say in what is set up there, right?
Yeah. And you can really personalize it. And I'm a big fan of humor. If you follow along, you may have seen that. Serena knows it well, as she rolls her eyes over there. but it's really fun to put something like in your vows. If you're saying personal vows, if you say something fun, like I promise to act interested whenever the Yankees are playing or whatever, you know, like, or I promise to wear my Spurs shirt, you know, during the season or whatever it is that maybe your spouse, your soon to be spouse is into and you're just not or whatever.
Right.
I promise to give you and your friends, you know, the video game hour every Sunday afternoon or whatever it is that like he needs to do that
is his
you're
thing.
Not on board with that suddenly you're getting married into and you agree to. But that's so cute and always gets a good chuckle out of the crowd.
Yep.
And it just lightens the whole thing because people get really puckered up for the ceremony, don't they?
They do. They get stressed out. They get puckered up. And it can kind of lighten the mood, like we said, and
personalize.
Yeah. Ooh, that's our favorite. We really said that.
And for the officiant as well. Like if he has something where he says, there's one guy, we're working with him together here coming up. And he always asks the best man and maid of honor, like, what is it that you admire about these two? And then he'll say, I asked the maid of honor, he'll ask him on the spot, actually. He asks the couple beforehand, what is it you love about them? And then he'll read like, and what she told me was da 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 da. And then I asked him and what he told. And he goes, now I'm going to ask the best man, what is it? Give me one word to describe. And they always get wide eyed, like,
yeah,
I didn't
like
know
they're
you were
on the spot.
But they've come up with some great answers. And it's really a spontaneous, very neat way to bring in, and usually they say something funny, like, or even if they say, I didn't know you were gonna ask me that, like people still laugh because they're like, yeah, who would want to be put on the spotlight? But it really it's turned out really well thus far.
We'll see
how it goes to this next one we'll be at. But anyway, there's a lot of, you don't need to be so caught up in, we're gonna walk up there, we're gonna read Corinthians 13:1-13, and then we're gonna exchange rings and get out of there,
right?
I mean, if you want to, but
yeah, they're just, you know, you can be creative.
You can
bring your personality and your relationship into that part of the day. So
or like peanut butter and jelly. We had one of those.
Oh, we did.
That's a funny thing.
That is a funny thing. And
instead of a sand ceremony or a cross assembly or a candle lighting,
those are all the traditional ones.
Yeah, those
right?
are the ones we've seen quite a bit. Branding here in Texas, we've had a few where they put their literally branded a
piece
hide
of wood.
or a piece of wood that was gonna go in their house. But yeah, they had a whole script with it, with he's the peanut butter and he holds the relationship together, but she's the sweet one with the gel. It was a whole thing.
Very cute.
Very clever. I was like, I was all in. I was like, this is really,
yeah,
this is really good stuff here.
So there are just some great ideas.
Plus I like peanut butter jelly. So.
Yes. Are you hungry?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
But thank you for your concern.
Yeah. Moving on to after you say I do, right? Something we've seen that can be really fun if you can facilitate it. Is I've had the couple have little packets or pouches of flower petals or confetti, biodegradable, hopefully, if you're outside. And they set up like a really fun shot for as you recess, as you come back down the altar, the
your guests are throwing stuff.
Yeah, your guests can, you know, throw things and the photographer can get a really great picture. And that's a lot of fun and really cute, too. But you really want to make sure you orchestrate it properly.
And give guidance. I always say, we're going to throw up, not at. Because
yes.
That's all you need is the bride to get a face full of rice and, you know. And, and then you're like, that's a good picture. She's spitting rice out now. The rest of the-
right. And you want to make sure that you communicate timing to your photographer so that they're set up in the right spot and you walk slow enough and mm-hmm. all that good stuff. But
you know why they don't throw rice anymore?
Why?
Apparently, they would throw uncooked rice.
Okay.
And the birds would eat it and it would expand in their stomach and cause a problem for the bird.
Oh, that's an interesting fact.
I don't know if that's a wise tale, but I think that's why they don't throw rice anymore.
Okay.
And real makes sense. Petals, not fake one, because otherwise you got to pick them up afterward. There's all these things.
Yes.
There's a lot of rules.
Check
with your local vendors.
So if we're moving on now to cocktail hour, is the portion of the day after the ceremony where usually the bride and groom are taking photos with immediate family and the wedding party.
And themselves.
And then your guests are out at the bar and getting appetizers and mingling. But there's some fun things you can do during cocktail hour that we've seen, right?
Yeah. Well, the one that we see the most often has been really timeless is a photo booth, of course. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people have, if it's in the same space, and what I mean by that is sometimes you have the reception hall, but the cocktail hour is outside on a patio.
Right.
And they're not going to move the photo booth. But if it's nice weather, the photo booth may be out there all day. But some people have it open during cocktail hours. People can start jumping in the photo booth. Or they wait and have it opened at the end of the evening.
Right.
Or both. They have like an hour where they shut it down when we do first dances and toast and all that stuff. Because you don't want that going at the same time because it's very distracting. But that's something really – people love the photo booth.
It is. And it's a great keepsake for people. If you have the prints, they'll put it up on their fridge. They'll remember your wedding for years to come. We have so many.
Personalize it. You can put like your little monogram up in the top left if you're doing the square ones as opposed to the rectangles as opposed to the strip.
Yeah. And so another thing that happens a lot here in South Texas especially is mariachis. Okay. So they'll have a mariachi group come in and play for cocktail hour. But the reason I'm going to say we'd rather you see that during dinner is because you as a couple don't get to see them if you're taking pictures and they're there with your guests. So you might want to consider having them during dinner so mm-hmm. that you guys are there and they're kind of serenading you while you eat.
Or half and half.
Yes.
Because we've had it where they come in for the back half of cocktail hour and then they lead the couple into the room during introductions,
mm-hmm.
which
That's
is pretty
fun.
Cool entrance. And then they play for another half hour, 20 minutes or whatever's left. Inside, and then you actually get to partake in the live musicians that you hired and you don't miss it.
Right. And that's something that people, they really like that tip because they're like, oh yeah, we're paying for them. We want to see them, right?
That's right.
Something else you can do, fun things, games, you know, people here like cornhole or they have sometimes the oversized Jenga or even like Connect Four. Mm-hmm. If it's in the evening, a lot of venues will have like a fire pit set up where they can roast s'mores. I mean, there's just a lot of really cool activities you can bring out if you're having a large group of people that can hang out outside and talk and do fun stuff.
Because there are those people that will go out to the fire pit and get away from the loud dance floor maybe, which as a DJ, I'm never happy about that. But they might go outside and just hang out and catch up because there's going to be people you haven't seen in years and you want to like catch up and not yell like, I said I like your shoes. You watch the news. Like, no, I like you. I can't hear anything.
Right.
The damn DJ's got the music blast.
Yeah, well, that's your job.
Tell them about the burros.
Yes. So this is one of the highlights for me talking about this because
I'm sure this is a Texas thing.
Does it might be a Texas thing
out there in the world.
So they bring in donkeys, little donkeys with like a pack on their back.
It's like a
with beer.
Saddle. Yeah.
Yeah. So they'll go through your crowd during cocktail hour and hand out beer. Or I've seen them have wine before too. It's an amazing photo op because your guests will, you know, take pictures with them, selfies. And then it's just adorable. The other thing we've seen is alpacas. They'll bring alpacas into your event, mm-hmm. or baby goats. You know, so the live animals here in Texas are very popular.
I mean, I did a quick TikTok last time I had the baby goats, and the bride and groom are both holding one, and they had a little bow tie on the goat.
Oh my gosh. So cute.
It was like, oh my God, I want to take the goat home.
There are companies that specialize in bringing their livestock to your event.
Yes. We also have some in the background. There's one venue that has longhorns between the ceremony and the reception.
Right.
You walk right by it. There's a sign, of course, and please don't get too close. And you know, whenever there's a sign, some idiot did something that made them happen. We got to put up a sign now because somebody was
jumped the fence,
trying to take a selfie and ride the longhorns.
Yeah,
and
no.
They have horses, and then they feed the deer. That's another thing that they do a lot here is they feed the deer. The deer come in. But anyway,
yeah,
check with your local vendor.
So the next step then after cocktail hour is what?
Dinner.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be introduced into the room first. So, but we're going to get into dinner, right? A lot of people, and this is your expertise, your lane here, talk about making the introductions fun. Big, exciting, right? Like, how do we do that? What can we do to have that moment of let's get this party started?
Well, some people, a lot of times the couples are like, you know what? We're just, you know, trying to save on time. You can just introduce the two of us. I'm like, well, that's fine. And again, if you don't want the big Sunday, that again, this is your day. So do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But from my perspective, I like to use the wedding party to kind of prime the crowd, bring in the wedding party, get everyone fired up, and then say, and now, are we ready for the bride and groom? And everybody's already like, oh.
Yay.
And the music you choose for that can be fantastic as well. And then we've talked about this in a few other episodes, but if your girls at the bridesmaids all know each other, because maybe they went to the bachelorette party, or they just came up together, you guys been friends for years, and then the guys all hang out together and they mm-hmm. know each other, maybe they were in a fraternity together, whatever it is, but they don't know each other. Now it's fun to bring in the guys together for the introductions and then bring in the girls together and then bring in the couple, because they may not know each other. And rather than hang out with all your boys, you got to go in arm with a girl you met 4 hours ago, and it might be sure. awkward and less likely to get silly in front of the crowd. Whereas if you come in with a bunch of groomsmen, you can bring them in as the groomsmen or the groomsmen. Here's Bob, Steven, Jackson,
do their names.
Dylan, whatever it is. Or just bring them in, you know, one at a time and have them come in. But it is fun if they do know each other, the couples, because that happens a lot too. They can come in and do a twirl. I've seen them do
handshakes, yeah.
chugged beers. I mean,
they've popped confetti poppers, but check with your venue on that. We had that one where they came in the Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like dressed up in Mario Kart suits.
You know, the little T-Rex one? They had like little, like they were running on top of the Mario critters.
Oh my gosh. And they ran around the room and it was so silly.
I was like, wow, you guys are all in on this one. But
yeah, but I would say too, make sure you talk about this beforehand with your wedding party so that it's not happening 30 minutes before where they're like, wait, we're supposed to do a dance. Like, you know,
it happens all the time.
It does.
They're sitting there waiting to go in and they're like, wait, what are we gonna do? Okay, wait, we're gonna go back to back.
Yeah.
The guns, psh, 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 put them away. Or we're gonna do Charlie's Angels, whatever there is.
Yeah. It can be better if they have a little bit more time to plan, right? Uh-huh. Especially if they know each other ahead of time. They're there at the rehearsal dinner. They can talk through it. And that can be a lot of fun. And so then of course, we're going to introduce the wedding party, if you choose to do that, the bride and groom, and you want to pick a big, really fun song for that, usually.
You want to pick it usually at the recognizable, the chorus, whatever it is.
Right, so people
consult
go.
Consult our TikTok for many an
for
idea
options.
On different songs you can use, because, again, there's a million. What is your category? Classic rock, R&B, top 40, rap, I mean, country, I mean, whatever it is. Like, there's a song out there that you're like, oh, yeah, the lyrics and the beat and
that gets me fired up.
The beat drops at a certain spot, yep. And you're like, right there. Listen to the song, and you're like, right there is where I want to say, DJ, cue it up, Mr. and Mrs. Here they are, bam.
Oh,
it can be really.
And then the room just, you know, you rip the roof off, right?
Yeah. Because it's just so getting exciting. Ready. Like you've now set the stage for, oh, it's gonna be a party tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So sometimes after that introduction, people will go into their dances, and that's fine. Or sometimes they'll go into dinner. Mm-hmm. But something we've seen that's really cute and really fun has to do with where people are sitting and how they find their seats.
And not even that, just how their table gets released, for example.
Sure.
So rather than just have table one, table two, table three, well, before we leave the numbers thing, I had somebody recently who said they're going to name their tables after a significant date. So the date was 5/12/21, which was their first date. And then the other table was like 6/9/37.
Right.
I don't think
it 37.
That's their, will it be their 50th wedding anniversary?
Wow.
Did I recover that really well? I don't know. I don't think the math adds up.
It doesn't.
At
all.
I don't know why 37 came out of my mouth, but
it would be like their 70th.
It would be like they had the date of their first date, their first movie, maybe the first kiss, whatever, when they got their dog, whatever it is. I thought that was pretty clever, but that's depending on how many tables you have. That could be a lot of dates, right?
Sure. You can do something else though, too. You don't have to do numbers necessarily. You could do photos from over the years. Maybe you guys have traveled to different places. So you have pictures mm-hmm. of you in a different country, city, state, whatever. So that it's not just table one, table two, table three, table four.
My favorite is if you're into, like, let's say musicals, and you have the Greatest Showman table, you have the Hamilton table, mm-hmm. you have the Les Mis table, you have the Music Man. Ooh, I went back.
Yeah, you did.
Or whatever dating it is, yourself. Like if you're into musicals. And then in order for that table to be released, they have to wait till they hear a song from that movie soundtrack, right? Or Disney. You can have the Moana table, the Little Mermaid table, the Encanto table. And then they have to wait. And then somebody at the table will be like, I never saw this movie. There's somebody at the table that'll be like, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. Another suitcase in another hall. The Evita table has been released.
Right.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're going to want to make sure you are able to facilitate this with your DJ and your coordinator. That there is help involved mm-hmm. because it can get confusing if you're just playing the song and you expect people to recognize it and go.
Yeah.
It's helpful. Well. Yeah. It's got to be emceed well. And it's helpful if the coordinator is also looking out for, okay, this is the next table to go in case they don't hear it or don't understand what's happening.
And usually you don't get the full song. Cause like I said, we're trying to get the buffet to go fast. So when I've done this in the past, I'll play a song and you get, 3 minutes into O'Sherry and the Jersey Boar table. I'm like, let's go Jersey boys. Let's go to get to the buffet. And then I'll be like, that's you Jersey. I'll point to them and they'll be like, oh, okay. And if they didn't get it, we'll like keep the party moving.
Exactly.
Another thing you can do if you're into movies and you have an Avenger table, a Harry Potter table, a Star Wars table. Ooh, you could do Star Wars. You could have, this is the different planets. This is the Hoth table. I'm going too far now.
Yeah, you're really on a tangent, but that's
Endor.
Okay.
You're sitting at
it's
Endor.
Really fun.
You could decorate it with like tree branches.
Oh, wow.
The Hoth table could have snow. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
And the bride already is saying, we're not.
So I guess the takeaway here is you can get creative with your tables, right?
Tatooine,
the way you
have sand everywhere. That's just not, no.
Yeah, no, you don't want all that. So the next part of the event usually is dinner. And we talked a little bit about maybe having mariachis play. You could have other live music during dinner. Something that's come up on TikTok that I've noticed recently is, you know how people go around and work the room? Basically, the couple will, after they eat, they'll get up and they'll go table to table so they can say thank you and greet all of their guests. One thing I've seen people do that's really fun is they go from table to table and they have a song playing for taking a photo with the guests from each table, correct?
And the goal is to get through all the tables in the length of one song.
Right.
It makes me nervous every time I think about it. I go, well, how are you even going to make it across the room in the time of one song? Depending on the song, I mean, I guess I could play Freebird and that would be. But even then, if you have 15 tables, just getting everybody on the right side of the table to take a picture is a lot. So that's another one of those things. I'm like, I'm not a fan. Just take your time and work the room and chat with people.
It might need to be like 10 tables or less. That would work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's also a good way to get a picture with each group of people.
It is, for sure. If you're worried about not getting to every table, that is one way you could do it. But you can do it without the pressure of making it
one song.
In one song.
Right. Maybe you don't worry about the song, but you just go from table to table and take the photo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really
cute. There
are cultures
where they have to go to every table and they do a shot at every table. What was that? The Polish wedding we just did. And I was like, holy cow.
That's a lot of shots.
I hope they're not all legitimate.
Yes. Like, you got to be careful.
Get some Sprite in some of those shots or something.
True. So that can be fun just to liven up dinner, change it up a bit. We talk about a lot of times doing a specific playlist for dinner that's really like love music or more toe-tappy so we don't get too sleepy during that portion. But then there's some other activities for your reception.
One of my favorites.
What is it?
The shoe game.
The shoe game. And if you don't know what the shoe game is, okay, let's paint the picture here.
Okay. Well, first let me tell you that I feel like I missed my calling. I was born to be a game show host.
Oh, that was
like, if the stars had aligned just a little bit, I was close. I got close. I love what I do. But anyway, this is as close as I get to be my game shows. So the way it works is the bride and groom will sit on the dance floor or somewhere everybody can see them back to back in a chair. So they can't see each other, but they're back to back. And they have one of their own shoes and one of their spouse's shoes at that point. Or if it's, you know, I've done this with bride, so it doesn't matter, you know, whatever. The couple are sitting there back to back. They have one of their shoes and one of their spouse's shoes. And then there is a list of questions that I will ask. And if they think it's themselves, they'll put up their shoe. If they think it's their spouse, they'll put up their spouse's shoe. And the questions are like, who's more romantic? And they put them up. Who asked for the first date? Who had the first kiss?
Right.
Who's more competitive?
So cute.
Whose car is cleaner? Who's more likely to watch ahead on a show they're watching together, with air quotes. and it's just really a fun way for the guests to see the two of you answer questions. And what's hysterical is when you say, like, who's the better cook? And the groom immediately puts up his shoe and the bride's like, yeah, that's him. He cooks all the time.
Right.
And then there's another one you say, who's the better driver? And of course, everybody thinks they're the best driver. So he puts up his shoe. She puts up her shoe. And then everybody and they're always looking over their shoulder and everybody's laughing. Or if you say, who asked for the first date? And he puts up her shoe and she puts up his shoe. You're like, wait,
are you guys confused?
Yeah, because they don't, they misremembered, as they would say. But it's just really cute. Another one I do is if they have a dog, I'll say, okay, if your dog Jenkins is in the middle of the dance floor and you're over there and she's over there and you both call the dog, who's that dog going to? And you know, dogs always are attached to one person. Mm-hmm. And so she'll put up her shoe and he'll like, yes, he's a mama's girl, right? Or whatever,
right.
Mama's boy. And it's just very, it's a fun way to bring in Buddy or Fido or whatever the dog's name is, you know. But it's a fun way to include that. Because if they are a dog parent.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
They love their puppies.
To know that their puppy was involved somehow.
But it's really, people ask us all the time, like, are there any other fun things we can do during the reception, you know, games and that kind of thing. And this one really works well because it's about the couple.
Yeah.
It's about the relationship. It's still highlighting you guys together.
Because I don't really want it to turn into a game show. I had one where
yes,
there was a box
that is
of
not
old,
the goal.
Oversized clothes they got from the Goodwill. And we brought up four couples and there was a race for, he had to stand there and she had to dress him. And there were like granny panties involved. It was really.
And then it's not.
Long and awkward.
Yeah.
And the crowd really got anxious. And I was like, and we had three or four of these games similar to mm-hmm. that. And it was not, that's a corporate party. Let's do those
yeah.
at the Christmas party. Let's not do that
at the wedding.
But it is. It's really fun. It's a great way to bring in some things maybe about you that the crowd maybe didn't know.
Appropriate
ones. I'm very cautious with the, you could have a very conservative crowd. I don't want to say who uses all the hot water. And they're like, why would they be showering together? You know, like, or who hogs the covers in bed?
But that depends on the couple.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. And some people wouldn't care. But I don't want your grandma to be like, oh, the vapors, you know,
yeah.
like I can't.
And we can ask ahead of time too and customize yeah. the questions. That's a lot of fun too, to like be about something specific about your relationship or your personalities. But another really fun event, like during the reception.
Wait, let me tell you the last question I would ask. That's the best way to end it. Because this is my comedy days. You want to start with the good joke and end with your best joke or
okay.
vice versa. Your best joke and your second best joke should open, get the crowd laughing and leave them laughing. And I've done it where I have a lot of questions. And so if 5 minutes in, I'm starting to lose the crowd, I'll just hit them with a big one and then end it. Whereas if the crowd's still in it, and I'll go 15 minutes with the shoe game. So really, you have to have a good DJ and a good MC to do this. But it's not hard. Just get some questions. But the last one I was leaving with, I said, last question, whose Tinder account is still active? Everybody goes, whoa. And I go, don't answer that one. And they both look at each other. I go, don't answer that one. Don't answer that one.
Yeah, that's.
It's hysterical.
Just
it's just a
for
fun
jokes.
Way. Like,
jokes,
haha,
people.
No, that part of your life. We're turning the page. That chapter is over.
It definitely is at this point, right?
It started with somebody had met on, was it OkCupid? Is that one of the?
They were I like, don't we know met, the dating
I, apps. The question,
how do you
how
know the
met.
Dating app?
That's how I found out about it. I didn't know what it was. But I was like, I said, whose OkCupid account is still active? And they both turned around like, no, they're both closed. I checked, which I hadn't checked, of course. But it was a very funny way. And I'm like, I'm bringing this one in. That's a good
yeah,
question.
Yeah, no,
to
that
ask.
That's fun. So the next activity, I guess I should say, is anniversary dance, right? You guys have probably heard about this. This is an opportunity to really highlight the longevity of marriage, especially if you have older grandparents or aunts and uncles, people that have been married a really long time, and you want to highlight that, this is a great way to do that. So how do you do it effectively?
I invite all of our married couples to the dance floor. And I say, if you're here with your spouse, please join them on the dance floor. This is for all of our married people. And I say it a few times because people will be like finishing conversations. They don't hear it. And then I bring all the married couples out and then I play a relatively long, slow song. Because if I have a 3-minute song, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to whittle down the the people by the number of years they've been married until we get to that most senior married couple. So I start with like, I always start by saying, I let the song go to like the first chorus and I'll say, if you've been married less than 6 hours, please leave the dance floor.
Yes.
And people are like, why would you start with, oh, and they point to the newlyweds and they're like, get out. And they're like, ah, with you people. And then I'll be like, I'll wait a minute and I'll say, all right, let's get the rest of these newlyweds out of there. 5 years. If you've been married less than 5 years. And then you slowly get up to, you've got 4 or 5 couples out there. And I'm like, 35 years.
Yeah.
And then one of them will leave. That's really fun. And I'll be like, 40 years. And then I'm like, and I was asked beforehand, like, do you know any idea? And they go, oh my gosh, Nana and Papa have been married 50 plus years. I'm like, okay, so I know how far I have to go.
Wow.
And that's why you need a long song. If I have a short song, I'm like, 5 years, 50 years, and it's just, it's just rushed. And I want to like,
doesn't
I
work as
like,
well.
Yeah. And you don't want something too fast and intimidating, because if your grandparents are out there, I want the, they, we need them involved in that. That, and so you want to have something. And I like ones that like show, talk about benchmarks through life, like Remember When by Alan Jackson, or Through the Years by Kenny Rogers, or, any of those that work, like those work really well. But you get down to the end and you're like, and there's one couple left. And I go, how many years? And I go, 57 years. I go, 57 years.
Yes.
And everybody claps. It's a really beautiful way to highlight the couple.
Yeah. And then sometimes.
And show marriage can make it, right?
Yeah. It's a great sentiment. And then sometimes the couple will go out and take a photo with them. Maybe they'll give them one of the bridesmaids' bouquets or a bottle of wine. It just kind of, I mean, whatever works for you. You don't have to give them a gift. But the other thing you do, or have seen you do, is maybe have them talk on the mic for a quick minute, like give advice, like just a little blurb of how'd you make it this long kind of a thing. And it's just really sweet, especially if it's someone in your family that you know has been together a long time.
And you know, when they say, never go to bed angry. And then somebody else says, you just stay up all night and fight.
That
also works for the best man speech.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a good tidbit.
That was the one I was trying to remember the other day. Like, wait, there's a thing I'm trying to remember. That's what it was.
So that's a fun, again, another kind of like activity other than just dancing. But if you are really into like the party portion and you want to have more of a club, really just big party vibe, some things you can do for that are bring in some like glow sticks or fun, silly glasses,
the LED wands.
LED wands. We've passed those out before.
We had tambourines that lit up with the LED lights recently.
New Year's Eve, remember,
they had the tambourines. I was like, well, that's fun.
And we usually pass those out much, obviously, later in the evening. ABBA. Yeah.
Dancing Queen. That's when I pulled out. We pulled out the maracas. I go,
we need the song specifically for it. So giving people kind of a little trinket, like fun thing. It also makes for great pictures. Mm-hmm. Because the lights are down, but you've got all these flashing fun. I mean, I don't know if the photographers hate it or not, but it's really kind of cool.
It's weird when like sometimes the box will be behind my booth and I'll like say, oh, and usually after the bouquet and garter, which we're going to talk about here in a minute, I'm like, oh, we've turned it up a notch with the music. Let's bring out the LED wands, and I'll grab the box and start walking out, handing them out. And people see them. And they go, oh, where'd you get them?
They get so excited.
They just flock. And I'm like, back up, people. Let's make a single file line here. And I'm handing these things out. I can't get them out fast enough. And then I start walking around people that are sitting on the side. And I've got a few left. I'm like, oh, well, I got to bring one to grandma. I mean,
she needs the
grandma needs a party
the
stick.
Neon ring on her head.
Oh. And then the glow sticks.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Connect them. No, I was talking about the wands. I'll bring the wands out. But
I got you.
The glow sticks, you'll break them and they have the little connectors and you'll put 3 or 4 together to make a hoop and people wear them on their head or on their neck.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was talking about.
I had this game recently. I had a whole bunch left and people already had them, but they were doing a cumbia and they were coming around and I had made like 3 or 4 hoops. And the father of the bride went by and I'm like, I looked at him. I'm like, here we go. Whoop. And I threw it and I was 3 for 3.
On their head?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they helped because they could guide it in, but I gave him a good toss with a big
impressive
arch. I was like, oh, I'm doing this more often. It's really quite fun.
That is fun. So let's go ahead. You mentioned the bouquet and garter. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a trend, a push, a shift in.
I think it's just a preference.
Yeah. But I was going to say there's more talk lately about not doing the bouquet and garter, or doing just the bouquet and not the garter, or whatever you prefer. But that is definitely the word.
But
it is your preference.
That's been that way for years. I have a lot of, most people do it. Most people do both. But
maybe I'm just on social media more and they just talk about how cringe
it is.
I hate
on social media all the time, but. Most of the weddings, the people do them still. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people that say they don't do it at all because they don't have much dancing time. They want to dance. Maybe
right.
They don't have very many single friends. And they're like, everybody's married. We're the last of our friends to get married. So we're not going to bring the single ladies out and have my 14-year-old cousin out there by herself.
But what can you do even if you...
If you do want to do it,
right.
Just bring out everybody. There's no rules. It's not like the wedding police are going to show up and be like, hey, this was for single ladies only, right?
Yeah.
Bring out all the ladies. I guarantee you've got a couple aunts that are like, what? I haven't caught the bouquet in 20 years. I'm going out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, just bring out all the girls.
Silly people will come out, and then you still get good pictures with the crowd out there. Same thing with the guys. We'll bring the guys out.
Mm-hmm.
If I was there, I would go out. I've been married for years, and I'm like, all the guys? Sure.
Yes, you would.
There.
You would enjoy yourself, I'm sure. But there's some fun things you can do specifically for the bouquet and garter to kind of give them some of your tips and tricks on making it more fun.
Well, I usually go out to the bride, and people are slow to come out. So either they didn't hear it or they don't want to come out. And so I'll have the bride turn around. She's standing out there as the girls come out, or the single ladies come out. And I'm like, all right, who are we missing? I'll have my wireless mic. Who are we missing? She's like, Stephanie, I see you back there, Stephanie. Get
have her
here.
Call them
and
out.
And they're looking wide-eyed back in the dark corner trying to hide. She's like, oh my God, she's calling me. And I'll grab the mic back. I go, we're going to wait, Stephanie. You can come out. She's like, oh, for cuts. Like, here she comes, walking out. It's just really fun because I'm trying to get people out for the pictures and for the bride not to feel bad because there's only four people out there. I'm like, sure. Oh, I know there's more married people here, but they're hiding in the shadows. We are getting you out here, ladies. So I apologize to anybody who I've embarrassed and drug onto the dance floor.
It's probably a lot.
And the same thing for the guys. The guys are the same thing. Some of them will come out right away. We'll have three or four. By the time we throw the thing, we've got 20 because they're there. So
and there's comfort in numbers. So as soon as they start coming out, they feel more comfortable getting out there. But what if they're into sports, maybe?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's been my experience that the girls come out. They're a little bit more excited to catch the bouquet.
Sure.
The guys are less enthused usually to catch the garter for whatever reason. Plus, the garter doesn't always fly well. They pull it back like a rubber band, and sometimes
it doesn't go all the way.
Drops.
Yeah,
it goes 2 feet and then falls on the ground. And then sometimes they'll run up and grab it. But what I like to do is I carry with me always a Nerf football in my bag. And so the bride will come out, we'll throw the bouquet, they'll take a picture. The bride will sit down, we'll play whatever song, Pony, is the usual suspect.
Oh,
so they
God.
Can channel their Magic Jose or whatever their name is, Magic Phil.
Magic
go
Phil.
Go out and they take off the guard and I'm like, he's got it, success. And we'll have the bride step aside. He'll sit out there as I get the guys out. Like I'm saying, come on, let's get the single guys out here. All right, we're going to go on three. And I'll go back to my booth and I'll tell him on three, like, don't throw it. I'm going to go 1, 2. He pulls it back like it's ready to go. And I kill the music. And I say, you know what?
Yes.
Let's do this more you. And I play like the Monday Night Football theme. Dun, 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 dun. And I roll out to the side with my Nerf ball. I throw it to the groom. He catches it. He puts the garter on the Nerf ball. And then he gets under center like Omaha, Omaha, or whatever. He put me in motion one time. I was on stage, which, you know what that means?
I don't know what that means.
And I ran out in front of my booth and came back around. And then he took a step back. He throws the football into the crowd of guys. And it's a great picture of them all going like, going up to try to catch it.
We've got great photos of guys jumping up to catch the football because they're more excited to catch a football.
Oh, they go from being like, than the garter. And then the football comes out. They're like, oh, and they start pushing. Elbows come out. It's really fun to see the enthusiasm go up tenfold.
Absolutely.
With a ball coming into play. We're boys. What do you want us to do?
And to that point, like if you want to do the garter, but you don't want to do the whole like over sexualized under the dress thing, you can definitely not do the magic mic and then just hand the garter off or, you know, fling the garter to them from the side and then do the football thing. You can tone it down that portion of it so that you're still doing the tradition, but you're not doing that part.
Tell them about the kids toss we did recently.
We did do a kids toss recently. So we had a wedding with children, that's a topic for another podcast. but she had a lot of kids at the wedding and she decided to throw a bouquet of cotton candy. And they were little single serve cotton candy wrapped pieces. And they broke apart in the air and the kids went crazy. And it was so cute. We have a TikTok on it that went really
over 3 million.
Crazy.
And
I
almost missed it. I was just like, let's go on three. And I said, I should probably get this. And I came around, I turned my phone on and I got like 7 seconds, which is all TikTok needs, I guess, to take
it.
To get a multi-million dollar viewed video. It's really cute.
And million people dollar.
Like, million view.
Well, yeah. I wish it was $3 million.
No, we don't get a dollar per view. I'd sit there all day like view, 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 view. But it was really cute. And the kids liked it. And it was very colorful. So the pictures were great, too, because it was all colorful cotton candy.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to get to the end of the night here. And of course, you guys know that there's usually a send-off of some sort, right? Usually you're getting everyone lined up outside, either sparklers or ribbons, or we use those LED ones we talked about for the send-off.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about on previous podcasts and on our TikTok page about doing the solo dance, okay, which is actually just the two of the two of you get back together at the end of the night when everyone is outside and have one last dance so you can get some pictures. So you can have that moment to kind of soak it all in that you're married, that you had this amazing day.
Because the day goes by so fast.
It
does. Great way to pump the brakes and be like, wow, look what happened, husband. And you just get one slow dance. There's a lot of tears.
Yeah. Because the emotional release, I bet, too, of like, oh my God, we did it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then they just kind of, it kind of hits them because they've been moving a million miles an hour all day and it hits them like, oh my gosh, we just got married. It's just really is a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Very special. And then, of course, the photos that you get from the send off, like, there's a reason sparkler send offs are still popular. They are incredible pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is scary.
Drunks with fire and a sword, basically.
And I have to bring out like my yelling voice usually. Like I'm pretty
don't
nice.
Don't light the sparklers yet.
Until that point. And I'm like, we are not burning down the venue. Everyone pay attention, right? Hold them up, not out. Don't have more than one. Like there's a lot of rules involved.
And that's where the whole solo dance was start. And people call it the private dance sometimes, but I was thinking makes it think they try to strip club if they say the private dance. So
I can see that.
Some people call it the remembrance dance, which is a mouthful, but whatever you want to call it. But it works because back in the day, they would send everybody out for the sparkler send off. They were handing out the sparklers. It takes a while to organize the herd of cats, you know, yes. The drunk cats at that point. And the bride and groom are sitting around like just waiting.
Sure.
And so somebody had the great idea to, hey, let's shut the doors and do one last dance. I'm like, the first time I saw it, I go, oh, I am suggesting this to every couple. And that was years ago.
Yeah.
It had to be five or six years
ago. It's really caught on. And
it's fantastic.
A great way for you to end the night. A great way to get everyone set up for your send off. And then you can go on to forever.
Speaking of sending off, we're over 40 minutes.
We are, at least on the uncut version. When you guys listen to this, it'll probably be less than that.
Whenever there's one where my head's here and all of a sudden it's over here, that means we said something
stupid.
That means
we got on the chopping block.
I went,
So we're going to say goodbye. Remember to follow us on TikTok, subscribe on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, check out our website, theweddingduo.co. But we'd love to hear from y'all too. If you have an idea, a topic, you can put it in the comments. Let us know what you want to hear about. But yeah, what do we like to say at the end of every episode?
Well, this is probably the best episode to say it. Because like I said, you may have listened to this whole thing and said, I'm doing
nothing
of that, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat. We're going to get married. We're going to eat. We're going to dance. Call it a night. Or you might be like, oh my gosh, half of that stuff sounds so fun. We're doing it all.
Right.
We're doing it all. But it is your day. And we say it all the time. Don't let somebody talk you into something you don't want to do or talk you out of something you have your heart set on, because it is a very personal day. Just do you. Do what fits for you.
And with that, we will say happy wedding planning. See you next time.
Bye. Don't get stressed. Hey, so thanks for listening to our podcast. If you found any of this information helpful and you know someone who may be engaged or is a maid of honor, maybe you could tell them and share it with a friend.
Absolutely. So screenshot this episode, share it on Instagram, on Facebook, and tag The Wedding Duo. We promise to share the love back. Also, if you are interested in more resources or the show notes, you can go to theweddingduo.co. We have one-on-one virtual sessions, a shop, all sorts of fun stuff. Check it out.